the Nicki Rich Show. It's 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 the Nicki Rich Show. 5 days a week, Monday, Tuesday, with the flip, yo. Bringing all the latest vibes, the hottest stars. We drop the hardest bars. Check us out on NickiRich.com. You can call 323-580-5749. Be patient here and make sure you're on time. 7:30 to 9:30, the Nicki Rich Show. 7:30 to 9:30, the Nicki Rich Show.
7:30 to 9:30.
Make sure you're on time. 7:30 to 9:30, the Nicki Rich Show.
Maggie, where are you? This is Curtis, and I'm waiting for you to... Oh, I'm online. Well, you listen to the Nicki Rich Show for my girl Nicki, and this is the hottest radio show on the planet. Girl, get it started.
Welcome to the Nicki Rich Show, the hottest radio station on the planet. I'm your host, Miss Nicki Rich. We are excited to be here broadcasting live out of New Jersey. Originally based out of Charlotte, North Carolina. And I'm excited because it's Celebrity Tuesdays, and we got a special treat for you. We got comics, female comic that is, Alicia Cooper. We're so excited about this exclusive interview with her. I know she has been on several different stages, television shows this week, so we're excited to talk about it here on the Nicki Rich Show. For all the first-time listeners, I'm the host, Miss Nicki Rich, and also the CEO. You can call in anytime at 323-580-5749 and press that 1. If you press that 1, that will let us know you would like to speak to our guest tonight or myself, I would say. Also, you can follow us. We have all our social networking sites open. Everybody ready to chat, chime in. We got it open on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Log on to Miss Nicki Rich. Also, you can log on to Miss Nicki Rich Show. If you go there, that will let us know that you were listening, and we're going to shout you back out. We always do that. Definitely let us know you're tuned in as well. It's all about building that network, and tonight we're going to do just that. And for the first-time listeners, like I said before, we do have a chat room, so if you want to chit-chat with us in the chat room and talk with our guests tonight, just let us know. Log on to blogtalkradio.com/TheNickiRichShow, or you can log on to NickiRichShow.com. We're also broadcasting on TuneIn radio app, so you can go to TuneIn and log on there. Not only that, you can go to iTunes Podcast and download it there. And for all our college students out there, we are live on College Underground Radio. Much love to you guys. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back tonight with our guest. It's Celebrity Tuesdays. You're rocking with the Nicki Rich Show. Here's Gabe and Lotto.
Started off looking her way, and there she was, prettiest thing I ever seen in here. I fell in love under the lights, and only for her. The clock is ticking, it's close to 3 a.m. See that you're feeling me, I need your body right next to me. Baby, come on now. You're throwing money, but you got me feeling like the richest of kings. Now.
Feels like I hit the lotto.
Welcome back to the Nikki Rich Show, the hottest radio station on the planet. We are getting it in tonight. That was a single from the one and only Toto. We had to take it back. That was Kissing You. We are excited about tonight's guest. I'm telling you, it's about to go down. To all the listeners out there, again, you too can call in at 323-5805-749. And our guest tonight, I'll tell you, she is a force to be reckoned with. You've seen her on The Flavor of the Future on BET's old drama, as well as Comic View and so much more. And just this past week, The Bethany Show. So I'm excited to welcome to the Nikki Rich Show, first time ever, the one and only Miss Alicia Cooper. Welcome.
Hey, Miss Nikki Rich. I'm loving your show, girl. And thank you for having me on it.
Yes.
I'm good. Yes. I'm good. I've been running. I'm trying to slow down a little bit, but I'm good.
Well, I tell you, you are a force to be reckoned with. If nobody knows who Alicia Cooper is, you know who she is right now. You're everywhere. You're on everybody's television screen. You're on the stages. You are all over globally. Now, how does it feel just to be out there and everybody recognizing Alicia Cooper?
You know what? I mean, it definitely feels good to be noticed because, you know, one thing that we need as comics is the exposure, the notoriety, because when you're a true comic in every sense of the word, you really enjoy working in the comedy clubs. Now, in order for you to really get the good spots in the comedy club, you have to have marquee value. So they have to be able to put your name up and people leave their house to come see you. I'm not at that level yet, but, you know, but it does feel good when people recognize you because you feel like you're getting closer to your dream of being able to sell out the comedy clubs and ultimately sell out the theaters, and then later on, like Chris Rock, sell out the arenas. So, you know, that's a natural progression. So, you know, it feels good when people notice you for hard work.
It does. Now, tell everybody, where are you originally based out of?
I'm originally from Maryland. I grew up in Capitol Heights, Maryland, and then we moved to Temple Hills, Maryland. So when I was little, up until I was about 12, I lived in Sea Pleasant, which was the same area that later on Kevin Durant and Michael Beasley, the two NBA stars, they came up in that area.
Yes.
And once I got in the turn 12, we moved over to Temple Hills, Maryland, which is where my family still lives today, but I live in Las Vegas.
Oh, Las Vegas. That's not too long. Just came back from Las Vegas. That is nice.
Yeah. I'm really enjoying it.
Yeah. Now, did you always want to be a comic?
No, I always wanted to be an actress. So when I was 5 years old, I was in children's theater at Howard University, and, you know, I loved the theater. So I just really loved everything about acting. But, you know, when I got into school and, you know, started learning about other things, I started liking television production. So that's what I went to college for. And then I started working at BET in D.C. and really enjoyed production. I didn't start thinking about comedy until Def Jam came out and everybody was making it look so easy and everybody that they aired was so hysterical. What you don't realize about the magic of TV is there was a lot of comedians that taped Def Jam that ate it and never aired. They only showed you the good one. So it made it look like everybody was good. So it makes you think you can do this too. So I tried to do it in the early to mid-90s when Def Jam hit, and I didn't realize you have to prepare material. You have to write material. You have to know joke structure. And I thought they were just jumping up there talking off the dome. I tried to do that crash and burn, and I didn't try again till many years later. And then that's when I had gotten a swing of what stand-up is really all about. And then I started enjoying it and doing it at night. Yep, I worked a full-time job during the day and then did comedy at night for 8 years.
Now, did you take that and you just learned from it pretty much, I guess, that experience on Def Comedy Jam?
Well, no, I didn't. I wasn't on Def Comedy Jam. I was just a spectator who enjoyed the show. And from that, I said maybe this is a viable career. But it just really wasn't my time. I wasn't ready to be a comic back then.
But it's your time.
I think everything happens in your time. Yeah, I think everything happens in your time. I have more to say. I'm clear on who I am as a person. You know, so those things help. You know, one thing about comedy is you have to be very authentic. You can't get on stage and lie, because the audience can tell that you're lying. You know, that's why everybody loves Richard Pryor so much, is because he was vulnerable, he was honest to a fault, and that's the best thing that comedy has taught me, is sometimes you just got to lay your truth out on the line in a humorous way.
You do. Well, also, I know you're working on some current projects as well, so tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I just finished my first comedy album. I had a couple DVDs, but I wanted to do a CD this time, you know, so that people can put it on their iPods and listen to it in their cars and things like that. So I completed my first CD called Alicia Unchained, based off the movie Django Unchained. And it's doing really well. Everybody that's bought it has been really pleased with the product. They let me know. They'll either call me, text me, Facebook me, tweet me, just let me know that they just listen to the CD and they really enjoy it. You know, some people tell me they listen to it over and over again. So that's very complimentary, because I worked hard on that CD, and I am pleased with the final product. So that's available on CDBaby.com and iTunes. So I'm just pleased at the work that I've put out so far. And I think you mentioned, I just did the Bethany Show, which is executive produced by Ellen DeGeneres, and that was so much fun. You know, I want to do more of that. I want to be able to, you know, talk about pop culture and what's happening now, current events, and make them funny. So that particular show was right up my alley, and Bethany is just a doll.
She is awesome. And I love that, you know, you are going for it. You're doing so much, like you say, your new album. Now, can we expect, we want to see that in video form. Can we expect that in a movie? I can see you doing that, Unchained. Alicia Unchained, I can see you doing that.
So you're saying, like, you're saying just put the album on a DVD?
No, actually, you know how you got it on there, on the album out already? I can see you doing the whole, like, stand-up thing. Movie form. Yeah, DVD.
Oh, okay. Well, that's the goal. That's the ultimate goal. I just wanted to step outside of my box, you know, a little bit and do this and put it on. I always wanted something on iTunes for sale. But, yeah, no, the next project is a DVD.
Yeah, that's what I can see. I can see that so much. That will be so hot.
Thank you.
Congratulations to you.
Thank you, girl. I appreciate that. So you saw the Bethany Show?
Yes, I loved it. And I tell you, you were serious. I love it. You were not playing no game. I tell you, everybody was just looking and listening. You had everybody's attention. It was all on you.
Okay, good. You know, just wanted to make a statement, but still wanted to provide some comic relief. You know, like the laugh of Tayana and her mother were crying. You know, it's like, okay, you want to button it with a joke. So I had to come up with something.
Yes, I love that show. I'm telling you, I'm a huge fan. So I just want to say, you know, hats off to you and just those opportunities just to go and just talk to people and just give your point of view, just to have that voice. It means a lot, you know, and especially one of the hottest shows.
Yeah, it does. And, you know, just you want to represent well, You know, you want to represent everybody well. You want to represent your family well, your race well. You know, and that's always been my goal. So I think that show was just a really good representation for everybody involved.
Exactly. Now, when you go on networks like that, how do you prepare to go and talk with the audiences?
Well, a show like that, you'll talk to the producer before the show, and you guys will go over everything that's going to happen, what's expected of you, and you know what the topics are. So you get some, you get a head start. You know, you get a heads up on what you will be discussing. So, you know, it doesn't feel like this is the first time I'm hearing this. Oh, my goodness, let me think of something. You know in advance, but you still have to bring your particular, you know, your particular point of view to the situation and your personality.
That is
so,
awesome.
Yeah, and Vivica Fox, Vivica's really, really cool. Huh?
Oh, yes. I
said,
do you ever get nervous?
I mean, in a show like that, I was nervous a little bit because in between the breaks, which is the part you guys don't see, you have the producer still telling you, you got to do this, you got to do that, you got to jump in, you got to da-da-da. So when you're in between all that, you're trying to, you want to deliver, so you feel the stress of, you know, wow, I really need to deliver, or let me step up my game. Like, it's not all fun and games because you still have a job to do. So you're still at work at the end of the day. You know, but I lucked up. I was on a panel with some really cool people. You know, Bethany is really good at what she does, so it made it easier.
It does. It does. And I tell you, you are really the voice. And you're out there. You're I say, wearing several different hats as well. And you have a positive movement going on as well. You know, I know you're making changes in health, as well as just everything in your career. So tell us a little bit about, I would say, I know you made some changes in your health as well. Tell us a little bit about how you went about that.
Yeah, I mean, you know what? Just if you just really sit back and look at the entertainment industry as far as comedy for black females, a lot of the black females that are in the forefront of stand-up comedy at this time tend to have a similar look. I don't think it's purposeful, but I just think that, you know, everybody's sort of like plus size, brown, 35 and up-ish, you know, and it's like everybody's stuck in this little cluster. So it's like for me it was part health, well, mainly health reasons, but, you know, just so that I can get out of a pack of people who are similar. Like if they put out a breakdown for an acting role, all of us would show up, you know. So, so you know, I said, you know, my health and everything else. I said, let me try to do something. And I've tried a million diets. I've tried a million fad diets, and all of them work. They just work temporarily. So I said, I need something that may be a little bit more permanent. So I started going to the doctors, a weight loss doctor, trying to find out what the options are. And they explain to you the lap band, they explain the gastric sleeve, they explain the gastric bypass. So I went home and I took their literature and I went home, got on the internet, and I started looking up all the procedures. And I thought about the gastric sleeve, but my insurance wouldn't cover it because they were saying it's still too new. I think it's maybe like 2 years in the game, so they wouldn't cover it because they said it was too new. So I definitely didn't want the gastric bypass because I felt like that was a really intrusive way to go. They're cutting your stomach off and, you know, just say then you got to take all these vitamins to replenish the nutrients you're no longer naturally making. And some people have side effects that just aren't very good, and they're sort of like long-term. So I looked at the and then you lose so much weight so fast with the gastric bypass that a lot of people have a lot of hanging skin. Then you need another surgery to remove all of those hanging skin. So when I learned about the lap band, they said it comes off more gradually, and as long as you're working out as it's coming off, you don't need another surgery because you'll tone at the same time. So, you know, then they were saying like gastric bypass is something a lot of people around 300-pound mark get. You know, so after listening to the different criteria, I decided to go with the lap band, and I'm pleased enough with it because one thing about the lap band, it forces you to control your portions, And you're always cognizant of the food you're putting in your mouth. So I've been, you know, with the lap band, and I've been working out. It's given me the inspiration to work out. So, you know, I feel like, it made it feel like the task of working out wasn't as daunting as it was before. So between the combination of this band and me working out, I'm actually losing weight, and I'm pleased with it.
Now, can that be reversed, or is this permanent?
I think you can have it removed. They did it laparoscopically, so nowadays they don't have to cut your stomach open. They go through your navel. But I think what you can either do is, I guess if you want to have it removed, they can do that. But I think if you want to, because it's saline that's inserted into your band, and that's how you can make it tighter or looser. My guess is if you don't want it anymore, just have them remove all the saline and have an empty band.
Okay.
Wow. You know, they put a needle in your stomach, and they can adjust your band until you get it to a place that's comfortable for you. And I think if you don't want it anymore, just have them remove all the saline with needle.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's the same, you know, the same difference at that point.
Now, when did you see the changes, I would say?
Well, I would probably say I needed like 2 or 3 adjustments just to get some stuff going. So I would say probably like 5 months after I got the surgery, I started seeing some weight come off because I had to go for like at least 2 adjustments in the beginning because I was still eating. I was still eating like I hadn't had a surgery. So they had to keep, adjusting the band until I got to a point where I was like, okay, no, this thing is working. And then I started losing the weight.
And you can tell the difference. Wow.
Yeah, I can tell the difference now. Yeah, I can tell the difference now. I got it in December, mid-December. January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September. So mid-October will be 10 months. So, I can tell the difference.
Wow, that's pretty amazing. That is pretty amazing. And just to go through something, so tell us your thoughts after. You know, I know you feel a lot better. People, they have their reactions with people and they treat people differently than they were before. Do you notice all that?
No, I don't think I've lost that much weight to warrant different treatment. But I do. People are now starting to notice the weight loss. They just ask. Well, first they'll compliment me, and you know, and then if somebody asks how I've done it, I'm never going to lie about it and be like, oh, you know, yoga. You know, I'm not going to do all that stuff. If somebody asks me how I did it, I'll tell them.
Yeah, that's what a lot of people do. You be like, one summer you all plump. And you be like, how you doing? Oh, I just need yoga or a cabbage diet. A lot of people, they doing that now. They be like, oh, I did a such and such diet. But, you know, I know you know what it takes, like these fad diets and stuff like that. They're really quick and they're easy, but, you know, they're really not going to make you just drop that fast, you know. Like a lot of people, I just did a cabbage diet and that was it. Okay, all right, because I know how I do. If you really put your mind to it and you really, really work out, it's not going to be a quick fix. I would say.
Right. Yes, a lifestyle change.
It is, because you know how people is. They'll be like, oh, I did. It was easy. It was fast, you know. It didn't take me long. But
and food is good. Food is good. The rule is if it tastes good, it ain't good for you. If it's nasty, you need to be eating that.
Well, we got also... Speaking of a lap band, we got a clip as well. Tell us a little bit about the lap band surgery clip we're going to display tonight on Nikki Rich.
No, it's just me talking about my trials and tribulations immediately after having the lap band inserted.
Well, we're going to go to it right now. And here we go. We are live with comedian Alicia Cooper. And here we go. Check it out, y'all.
Who is hot? What are these lights on? Rotisserie Negro? I am done. Hopefully I fried off a couple pounds. I know y'all not going to believe this, but 2 months ago, I got a lap band, and it did not work. I'm the only person in the world that ate my way through a lap band. Nobody knows I got it but me and the doctor. That is some bull. That is some absolute malarkey. But see, it's all my fault, because I'm hard-headed. They tell you what you need to do. I wasn't serious from the beginning. You have to go to meetings. The first meeting, they explain the program. I'm listening, but I'm eating a foot long. You know what I'm saying? I hadn't made the connection yet. You know, but I go through the whole process. Then they tell me 2 weeks before the surgery, you have to be on a completely liquid-only diet. That ain't going to work. If I could do a liquid-only diet, I wouldn't need the damn lap band. You see what I'm saying? I obviously have no self-control. I'm like, come on, y'all got to come. This is modern technology. You got to have something better than this, a liquid-only diet. Because when you're fat, you have a fat mind. And a fat mind makes you slick. You think you can beat the system, you can do stuff. They're going to tell me 2 weeks liquid-only. So I go to Popeyes and get some chicken. And my fat mind said, I'm going to chew this chicken so long it's going to liquefy. That chicken was a soup when I finished with it, you hear me? And it was good as hell. Oh, it was so good. So with that, when I get to the surgery, the doctor will ask me, did you do the 2 week liquid diet? Here I go, Knowing when he opened me up, he gonna see all kinds of Five Guys, burgers and fries. But by then it's too late. I had this blue bonnet on my head being rolled in the surgery. I said to the surgeon, I said, I hope I have as much success going under the knife as I did with the fork and the spoon. Didn't lose a damn pound.
We are live right now with Miss Alicia. With the knife. With the spoon and fork.
And the sad part about it is, Nikki, that's a true story.
He's aiming me up and you up. You see all kind of five. That is hilarious. That was
sure
hilarious.
I sure did give me some chicken.
Now, where were you at? Where were you
at? Where did I take my CD? I taped it in Gaithersburg, Maryland.
Okay.
It was a new club called Laughter Hours in Gaithersburg.
Now, you brought it home, I would say.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I'm glad you enjoyed it. You got to hear the next one called Fat Friends.
We got Fat Friends, too. We got that. Now, this is a very, very short clip. It's only, I would say, 59 seconds.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah, we can knock that one out then.
Okay. So here we go.
Okay.
So now I'm trying to switch my friends up, because you can't be around fat friends. I already don't have any willpower. Fat friends don't have no willpower. So something's got to give. Every time somebody called me, they laugh because I'm in a drive-thru ordering a number. Can I get a number? Hold on, girl. Can I get a number? If you ordering food with a number, your day is a number. Go home and cook. You don't know what they put in that mess. Ain't nobody got time for that. Because your fat friends, they always telling you stuff. That ain't the good McDonald's. The good McDonald's on St. Barnabas Road. That ain't the good McDonald's. That McDonald's ain't been good since they let Earl go. Remember Earl, the night manager? The fries been all burnt up since they let Earl go. They know the name of the employee. Why y'all let Earl go? That was messed up. It is rough trying to lose weight.
All right. We are live with Miss Alicia Cooper. I'm you don't want to be in my car, but I tell you, you talk about a number every time my mama called me. I'm like, hold
up. That's what my friends say. Look, I got so bad at one point, I just mute them. They couldn't hear me ordering my food. I'm ordering now. I'm ordering. Ain't nothing going to stop me from ordering it. But they have to hear it.
Yes. No, but why you unmute it when you get to pay, though? You already had to mute it for so long. When you get to pay, you be like, oh, hold on one second. That is how it is. It's like, why you
saying? Oh, man, that is hilarious.
It is, but it's so true. It's so true. I tell you, that's what got me in tears over here. And also, like, everybody, because that's what I tell my friends. I'm like, don't go over there. They don't give you, like, at the McDonald's, they got these little specials going on right now, like ice cream cone 50 cents, right?
Uh-huh.
In certain places, it's $1. Certain places, 50. People are like, no, don't go over there. It's 50 cents. I mean, it's $1. You rather drive all the way down the street. Go to a whole nother where's your gas? That is crazy. Oh my goodness. I know your friends be in tears. That is too hilarious.
Yeah, gotta keep it real. Gotta keep it real.
Now, do all the, I would say you use a lot of your real-life experiences.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do. I like to talk about what I'm going through at the moment. I like to talk about current events. I like to talk about politics. The only problem with politics is it has a short shelf life and it'll date, you know, whatever it is that you're doing. You know, you're talking about Reagan and then the CD 20 years old. Ain't nobody talking about Reagan now, but it was hot when it was happening. You know, so,
no.
You know, you got to make some choices with that. But, you know, I enjoy all the topics. I really do.
Now, how do you, I would say, stay abreast with all the comedians that's out right now? Because right now it seems like a uprise of comedians. It's like everybody. It's what's hot right now. Everybody want to laugh, you know, so...
Yeah.
You got the Kevin Hart, you got the other comedians as well. You got the ladies out. They have their own shows and everything. So, I mean, how do you manage to stay abreast in this long?
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, if you're serious about it, because there are a lot of comics on this planet, but there's not a lot of full-time comics. You know, so if you're a full-time comic, you're really serious about what you're doing. You don't have any other baskets to have eggs in. So you're taking this serious. So you got to write a lot. You know, you're always creating. You know, and this for me is my outlet. Like, it's my creative outlet. You know, how most people, they might say something, but they don't really have an audience to listen to what they're saying. I actually have people that will listen to me. You can use comedy to vent. You can use comedy for a whole bunch of other things. So, you know, for me, I feel like, yeah, there might be a lot of people out here doing it, but a lot of people aren't good at it, and a lot of people don't work on it as hard as a lot of full-time comedians where this is all that we do.
And so your style is kind of a mix, I would say, between Chris Rock and George Carlin, I would say, for anybody out there that's listening in.
Mhm. Yeah, I'm a big fans of both of those gentlemen. Both of those gentlemen.
Oh,
I mean, they were just tops in different ways. You know, George Carlin can just
he can take a topic and just run with it. And, I mean, he's taking it to areas you hadn't even thought about taking it to. You know, was just so good at it. I would watch his process at the Comedy Store. You know, he would come to the main room. He would have his notebook. He'd be going through and reading some stuff off of it. He's keeping what's working. He's throwing away what isn't. But just a brilliant, brilliant mind. Chris Rock, what I love about him is he comes across as fearless, you know, on stage. You know, and he's got the goods. Like, you can tell when he's walking around from the left of the stage to the right of the stage that he's confident because he knows he's about to hit you in your face with something. And he does it so many times in one show. And, I mean, it's just he's a joy to watch.
And also to those first-time listeners out there that might not know who Miss Alicia Cooper is, I just want to give them just a little background about yourself. You are also featured on Comic View, Last Comic Standing, one of my favorites, America's Got Talent, too, Wanda Does It, and the Bob and Tom Show, and so many more. Not only that, also opened up for huge names such as Dick Gregory, Paul Mooney, Whitney Cummings, Bob Marley, Tony Rock, Felipe Esperanza, so many more. And just those opportunities, I know it was just a great experience. What would you say your biggest break with all that you've done thus far?
My biggest break? I don't really think my biggest break has come. I've had a ton of middle-sized breaks, but I don't really think I've had that one big break. I mean, I know the one thing I was very excited about was when I got booked to do the Monique Show on BET. You know, I've always been a Monique fan. I worked on the Parkers with her. You know, when I got booked to do stand-up on that show, I was very excited because if you think about the landscape of late-night talk shows, you don't really see too many black women doing stand-up comedy at night on anybody's show. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it was a privilege. It was a privilege. So I was excited about that. I didn't think my career was going to change overnight, you know, because unlike Johnny Carson days, when Carson put you on, it was only 3 networks. You know, now there's like 800 networks. So you're competing with so much other stuff that it's harder to become famous nowadays. But and I can see that with my Twitter followers. I'm like, good gracious alive, how do you increase your Twitter followers? I've been out here busting my behind for 10 years and I got 9 followers. What do you do? Yeah, and 8 of them are in my family.
Get the typing.
8 of them are in my family. I'm like, what do you do?
Well, everybody knows Miss Alicia Cooper as well. And also, I don't know if people know this, but you also written for the Steve Harvey Show, Morning Show.
Yeah, I wrote the top 10. They would do like a Letterman style of top 10 things, and I wrote some of those.
That's pretty hot. And the one-up person for the Parkers, the Girlfriends, Wanda at Large, Tyra Banks Show, and most recently the talk on CBS. Wow. Just an extensive background.
Yeah, well, thank you. Yeah, you know, I try to keep a bunch of balls in the air, you know, but I don't know how much longer I have the energy, but, you know, while I have a little bit of energy left, I might as well keep running on and see what the end will bring.
Exactly. And I told everybody that you're also global as well. When I say global, you're global now. You've also been to Japan, Korea, Oman, Kuwait, Saudi Arabia, and Djibouti as well.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
I mean, wow. So just to go to those areas as well, because I know it's different cultures, different environments, and to go over there.
And all the places are so cool because
we were over there performing for our men and women in uniform, and they were just so appreciative to have entertainment come over there to perform for the troops. So it was just a great experience going to those places.
It is. And just looking back, I tell people, if you ever get to start to feeling down, you can look back here at this Sonic D, right? Go over your past, and that should cheer you up. Because look at where you've been, and look at where you're going. Look at where you're headed, I would say.
Yeah.
Now, what else can we expect from you coming up?
I'm in Vegas now. I'm doing a lot of the casinos there, and I'm trying to do more auditions because it's only a 4-hour drive to Los Angeles. So, you know, just auditioning and trying to get more visibility. So, you know, if somebody's ever in Vegas, look me up on AliciaCooper.com. I have my calendar up there so you can see where I am, and come on out and support. I'd appreciate it.
Most definitely. Hey, have you ever thought about doing any comedy on Hangout? I like that Google Hangout. It's pretty cool.
Have I ever thought about doing comedy where?
On Google Hangout. Have you ever did Google Hangout before?
No, I don't even know what it is.
Okay, you got to check it out. It's Google Hangout. It's where you can talk to, up to nine people at one time, video conference, and you just, like, we were able to do it with paternity court with Judge Lauren Lake Amazing's Connect with Your Audience. And you can have a lot of people at one time show videos and different things like that. It was truly amazing just to be on there with paternity court. That was, it's a way of just connecting with your audience.
Okay, I love it. I'm going to look that up. I'm going to look that up tomorrow. Thank you for letting me know about that.
Hangout.
Mm-hmm. Right, I'm going to be
hanging out. It's in your Gmail.
Yeah, I've seen it. I just never took the time to figure out what it was all about, but I will now.
Oh, yeah. Pretty amazing. It's so much out there, and I tell people, like, you got to check it out and do your research, and it's so much out there for everybody just to connect. With their audience, with their fans, just different people out there. And you, it's a visuals as well. It's a lot of visuals out there, not only just YouTube and Ustream. We got other ways. And it's pretty cool because once you do your Google Hangout, it goes straight to YouTube. So it's hot.
It sounds hot.
I'm gonna learn
my way around that. Thank you for the heads up.
Yes. And to anybody else out there listening in, also, we have a lot of listeners. Thank you guys for tuning in as well. Now, in case anybody wanted to purchase or go check out Miss Alicia Cooper Unchained, they want to learn more about it and learn more about you, where could they go to? In case anybody wanted to learn more about you, where could they go to?
They can go to my website, AliciaCooper.com. I have some clips on YouTube. I'd say those are the two best places to go.
Okay. And, all right.
You know,
and
they can follow me.
Follow.
Say that again.
I said they must follow you on Twitter.
That's right. And Twitter at Alicia Cooper, spelled AlyciaCooper. Twitter at Alicia Cooper. It would be great. It would be great to increase my number. So I'd appreciate if you guys pulled out your phone or got behind your laptop or desktop and added me now, actually, before you forget.
And if anybody out there that's listening in and you're tuned in right now, shout out Alicia Cooper and myself and Miss Nikki Rich.
That's right,
Miss
Nikki Rich.
Yeah, hey.
If you're not on Twitter, do us a favor and sign up just to add the two of us. You don't have to add anybody else. Just add the two of us and you can walk away from the computer forever.
You know, if they add the two of us, all we're going to see down the timeline is Alicia Cooper. I'm just kidding. They're going to be like, this is all I see.
Exactly, exactly.
Boy, I'm still,
well, thank you,
you know,
so
I
much,
gotta,
girl.
You know, I got a headache, I think, for laughing so much because I'm still thinking about that drive through. It's so funny. That is too funny. But I want everybody to go check it out and purchase on iTunes. And I just thank you so much for being our guest tonight.
Well, I thank you for having me. This was a pleasure. I'd love to come back. Just let me know when and continue success. You are doing it. You are rocking. And now that I've done
thank
the show,
you.
I see why. You are just a great talent. And thank you so much for letting me come on.
Thank you so much. And keep us updated on those clips. Anytime you want to send us any clips of any of your performances, we can display it here at the Nikki Rich Show.
Okay, will do, will do, and I appreciate you. You enjoy the rest of your night.
Thank you so much, and we'll be continuously promoting this episode here on iTunes, and it's also on TuneIn Radio right now, so you can log in and listen on TuneIn Radio, as well as College Underground Radio. So many people are listening in. Thank you guys so much for all your support, and we thank you for being our guest, and we always end by saying we wish you all the best, much love and success, and we end by saying God bless you, and thank you again to all the listeners out there. You're just listening to our special guest tonight, comedian, well, I say female comic, Miss Alicia Cooper, and you can go check her out on Twitter and all the other sites that she mentioned as well. Right now, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to go to Avant and Kiki Wyatt, and this is Nothing in This World. where we display all our independent artists that are in heavy rotation here at the Nikki Rich Show. And we want you to give your feedback by emailing us, NikkiRichShow@gmail.com. Definitely give us your feedback on the music that you're listening to. It's important because we want you to let us know what you think. And we want to get it back to our artists as well. Also, to the listeners out there, if you too want to send in your music, be sure and email us, NikkiRichShow@gmail.com. Again, it's NikkiRichShow@gmail.com. We got some new music from artist Miss Deshauna, one of my favorite songs. I say it's a hit. And this is Runaway. You're rocking with the Nikki Rich Show.
I wanna run with you, wanna stay with you. Oh, I love you.
Follow me on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, at Miss Nikki Rich as well. Definitely follow us. We got some new music from artists. Actually, yesterday we gave artists a chance to put a hashtag with Nikki Rich Show and on their picture. That's all. That's all they had to do. And we got artists that got free airplay for a day. And one of the artists' name was L Dubs, and this is Blast Off. Here we go.
Yeah. stay rocking Louis. Steve Madden's on my feet, homie, you can't do me. Are you mad, bro? I'm chasing pesos. Too many girls on my jock, a few up till I'm adios. A bombing up because I'm blasting off till I overdose. You say, boy, you sweet. No, it's just my glucose. West coasting, I'm slow motion. I keep my waves on, swim deep ocean. Her hands stay open like a wide receiver. On to the next one, I tell her I don't really need her. I jumped in that coupe, set off my two-seater. 50 on the dash, jeans to my white beater.
Stay clean, fresh pair changing. Wear my glasses out. Stay
all right, I told y'all we got the hottest artist that's coming to the Nikki Rich Show right now. We want to break you off with this new young goddess. Do something.
High volume.
What up with it? Yeah. Guidance. Gonna drop it. New track. Do something. Pain lane music movement. Make me want to do something. When you dancing on the stage, I'm going to do something. Showing hella cash. Memphis, ATL. That fat, wet, juicy make me want to do something. The way you're dancing on the stage, I'm going to do something. You can pop it slow or shake it fast. No matter how you do it, girl, I'm going to throw this cash. No matter how you do it, girl, I'm going to throw this cash. No matter how you do it, girl, I'ma throw this cash. Young Guidance in the building, I brought hella cash. I ain't send you with the paper, blow it hella fast. Dollars and diamonds for your two double D's. Traveling the globe, I do the same overseas. My trap doing numbers, so I make it rain. Ask your girl about me, she hip to Panga Lane. Petite little freak, she do a thing for me. So it ain't nothing for me to drop a little change, homie. Nice six, something make me blow it quick. Break out and be clown. Baby girl, is you down? Rest in peace, Tupac, baby, I get around. Yeah, them haters gon' frown the way you're putting it down. But I could really care less with us, I run the town. Let's make a deal, but you could never play me. Crisp $100 bills, call me Wayne Brady. Snowball effect, showing love, never act shady. That fat, wet, juicy make me want to do something. The way you're dancing on the stage, I'ma do something. You can pop it slow or shake it fast. No matter how you do it, girl, I'ma throw this cash. No matter how you do it, girl, I'ma throw this cash. No matter how you do it, girl, I'ma throw this cash. Right to the top of the pole and do something exclusive. The way she slide down, man, the shortest. Going corned beef like every day, St. Patty with a pocket full of green. Catch me tipping strippers gladly. I blow a couple hundred because my mind is on billions. Snowball effect, Panga Lane, we in the building. Ain't no secret what I do in secret, man. I go dumb and my pockets feel no pain. No cocaine, got them numb. Topping bottles, baby. I'm in the VIP section, helly cool with all the dancers. So they showing me affection. Money tall like erections, diamonds that give off profession. Red beam on my strap. I use it for protection, sliding through the alibi. I keep it real, ain't gotta lie. Pop that P-hole for jokes, let them know you're about to dope. Money thrown to the ceiling, but it end up on the floor. That fat, wet, juicy make me want to do some. The way you're dancing on the stage, I'ma do some. You can pop it slow or shake it fast. No matter how you do it, girl, I'ma throw this cash. No matter how you do it, girl, I'ma throw this cash. No matter how you do it, girl, I'ma throw this cash. That fat, wet, juicy make me want to do some. The way you're dancing on the stage, I'ma do some. You can pop it slow or shake it fast. No matter how you do it, girl, I'ma throw this cash. No matter how you do it, girl, I'ma throw this cash. No matter how you do it, girl, I'ma throw this cash.
can analyze. All these real telling all these lies. All those other dudes all choosing moving talents. All you running is your mouth, you ain't getting no mileage.
I guess all these winning and they real too. So when they open their mouth, they should reveal truth. I don't speak on too much, but I can still proof. I swear I live in faded like the still fruit. That's why I keep my circle small like a molecule. A couple dudes dropping work, a few thousand jewels. I'm just confused like difference between Gentiles and Jews. These boys sitting on their ears like wet thousand shoes. That's a metaphor you probably gotta think about. Everybody said they next, I'm finna ink them out. But in the meantime, go ahead, bump your gums. As I evolve to the man that I must become. If you speak facts, you never have to say much. If these real, Lord, you gotta save us. All they do is write scripts and talking shit. Sounds like a hell of a role, but never picked. Had to take a step back and analyze. All these real telling all these lies. And all those other dudes all choose to move in silence. All you running is your mouth, you ain't getting no mileage. Had to take a step back and analyze. All these real telling all these lies. And all those other dudes all choose to move in silence. All you running is your mouth, you ain't getting no mileage. Posted in my grill talking cheese. Said he got a big deal on the table, 50 G's. Said he known for toting work. You know I'm talking trees. Said he got a group of that'll fall to their knees. Whispered in my ear that he said a little fee. Then he said let's keep it on the hush like Mrs. B. Sweet like Lipton tea, but dog ain't even thirsty. My girl at the crib, so I'm only here for work. And just finished up my show, so that's what I'm finna dip to. Pause for a minute. They said I need a lift, dude. I paused for a minute. I'm thinking where you ride at, where you hope to like to ride at, or you ride at. Talking all this bitch, then you ain't even in the game. In the club solo with no nobody know your name. Flexed up and simply on that cross. Put at the end too deep, then be on that car. Had to take a step back and analyze. All this real telling all these lies. And all those other dudes all choose to move in silence. All you running is your mouth, you ain't getting no mileage. Had to take a step back and analyze. All this real telling all these lies. And all those other dudes all choose to move in silence. All you running is your mouth, you ain't getting no mileage. Ain't forget about these rappers that be lying too. Making stuff in they rhymes cause it sound cool. Always talking about this label that designed you and sweated to be thugging, but can't nobody find you. They say that real recognizes likewise, but you gotta realize the real lies the same as white lies. Gotta realize the real guys is who just like guys acting in these movie roles big time with paint dyes. I portray the lifestyle of a young man. Never had gourmet, always with the store brand. Always had a sweet tooth but can't picture with no short brand. But now the white man up in my pocket. Pockets are assorted. Kept it real from the first to the 16th. Never had to try to, just part of my instincts. My character never got a vouch for. It speaks for itself, that's why I'm often with my mouth closed. Had to take a step back and analyze.
Y'all wanna dedicate this to all the real dudes out there, man.
And all those other dudes all choose to move in silence. All you running is your mouth.
I don't know,
they
always tell them out they real, you know what I mean?
Step back and analyze. All the real dudes.
You know them old, my life is like a movie, yeah.
All right, that was new music from the realest McCoy Real Lies. Now we got that front row as well.
Right, baby.
Yeah.
You know who it is?
All right. Give you a front row seat to my life as a visual. Raised a little different, verified individual. Came through the heat, but now I'm cool as a fan. Only keep it real, hope you approve as a fan. Been through a little shit, got a lot to tell.
I promise there was not always,
you know I never stuck my tail.
Keep it 100.
Get to know that you took the time to listen. I ain't here to change the game, I'm just what the game is missing. I grew up in a household kinda strict. My mother didn't play no games or didn't take no shit. And she was a preacher too. Imagine what that be like. Felt like I was locked down in the prison and had three strikes. I'm like, Mom, Blake did this and he did that too. Last week he threw a party, this week he got a tattoo. They said that it was gnarly, I can't attest if that's true. Blowing trees like Marley, getting sucked like vacuums. You said he ain't your son, tell me something I don't know. Anytime you give me your inch, I seem to want more.
I mean, I want some time with the Baptist. I'm tired of chilling with these boys, cause they ain't Catholic. I wanna pull up, have some show up, check out what that be like, and what's the big deal? Spend a couple of dollars and pop a couple of bottles. Probably might throw up, but fuck it, I'm trying to just live.
Front row seats to my life as a visual. Raise a little different, verified individual. Came through the heat, but now I'm cool as a fan. Only keep it real, hope you approve.
Ain't ways like holding, man.
Got a lot to tell, never been a coward, though.
Don't ever doubt.
Never stuck my tail. Get to know me,
the really
took the time to listen. They ain't here to change the game, I'm just what the game is missing.
Shelter like a homeless dude trying to eat. Couldn't score with the girls that promised to play with D. Some of them made threats with the heat, so I tend to watch my words carefully when I speak. Never touched but seen work in the trap, so I rarely bought shoes or ever purchased a cap. Back then the girls liked the dudes with the fancy. Now some of them splitting sales like Tom Clancy. Well, there was this one girl I used to cut with, used to manage the ball team, found out she managed real well. Had time for every on the team to hit. Ended up pregnant, cause she forgot her damn pill. So she hit me like, you wanna hit what? I'm on the pill now, never heard that before. I'm 17, what the fuck you think a did? Bad decision, white girl with a kid.
Front row seats to my life as a visual.
That's a true story right there, man.
Verified individual.
That's crazy.
Came to the heat, but now I'm cool as a fan. Only keep it real, hope you approve as a fan.
My last 5 months of school, man.
Got a lot to tell, never been a coward though. You know, I never stuck my tail. Get to know me since you took the time to listen.
That's
ain't here to change the game.
It worked out.
What the game is missing.
So I tried to be a good quote-unquote father, while other girls sent me down a totem pole. Father, don't know how to take care of this old daughter. First off the bench, finally turned starter. Feels like I'm dead cause of this, but I'm no martyr. Stuck here going nowhere, no train, no martyr. Still gotta get the courage up to tell mother. Probably gonna be sad, but I know she still love me. Finished high school and started up with college. A plan backfired, she was aiming for my wallet. The test came back and said, nah, you ain't the father. Happy as a mother, sad for your toddler. Quickly got my phone and then I shot at the text. Results came back in as negative on the test. Good luck with the that you choosing something next. Congrats on my freedom and you losing your respect.
Bye. Front row seats for my life as a visual.
And I was so
much
happy when I got that phone call from the court.
Came crashing down like a bat out of hell.
one of my favorite songs, Rema K. I tell you, we got some amazing, amazing artists. Shout out to Rema K. I do want to let everybody know you, too, can be a part of the Nikki Rich Show. Email us at NikkiRichShow@gmail.com. Definitely check us out there. We got Young Fly Prince. Crazy.
What do you think of this one? Because...
It's your boy Fly Prince, and I'm back, letting the ladies know how much I appreciate them, man. And we're gonna take it to this crazy, sexy, cool. If you sat at a pierce up, this that spring, summertime feel, baby. Yeah, yeah.
So baby, take the project you want. Can hear you say, open up, let me in. Girl, hold on. Ooh, ooh, I like it. Ooh, ooh, I like it. Cruise control, we can take our time. No need to rush. Ooh, ooh, I like that. Ooh, 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 climax.
Baby, let's go all around. You know we can go all night. Baby, let's go all around.
Might have connected, no second guessing. Follow direction.
Kiss me here.
All right, you're rocking with the hottest radio station on the phone, the Nikki Rich Show. Man, we're getting it in tonight. I'm answering so many calls. We're going to go to the phone lines. I see we got 270. 270, you are on the air. Tell us your name, where you calling from.
Hey,
hello,
what's going on? It's your boy.
Who is this?
It's your boy, L-Dub.
What's going on, L-Dub? We just played your hot new music tonight. We love it.
Appreciate that.
Most definitely. Now, to the listeners out there, give them a little information about yourself.
Well, I'm a solo artist. I deal with hip-hop. But I'm trying to make a little transition from more like a hip-hop, rock, pop type thing, you know, trying to really diverse myself as an artist. So, and I'm from the Indiana area, Evansville, Indiana.
Okay, Indiana. Now, how's the weather there?
Oh, man, the weather here is like so bipolar. Like some days it'd be like in the 70s. And then one day it'd be like in the 60s or something like that. But for the most part, man, the weather has been, you know, okay for the most part.
Okay. All right. Now, how did you get involved into the music industry?
I really got involved at a young age, around like the age of 12. It's kind of crazy when I say this, but I started off in a marching band, and you know, I was playing a trumpet, and then, you know, for me playing the trumpet and being in a marching band, it allowed me to really discover the love for music, and from there, you know, it really took off because I started writing at a young age, and you know, about time I, then maybe when I hit 15, I moved down here to Kentucky. And, you know, it was a big transition moving from a bigger city to, like, a smaller town. So from there, you know, I just really started perfecting my craft and just writing a little bit more, and I put my words into, you know, some of the instrumentals that I found, like, on SoundClick and stuff like that, and that's how it happened.
Well, that is pretty cool, and I tell you, you know, here at the Nikki Rich Show, we give the artists the opportunity, the chance to be heard, and we have different little things that we do throughout the week, whether it's on social media, on air, just to ensure that people are tuned in. So last night, I would say, we did this thing where we had the artists to call in and put the Nikki Rich Show hashtag on their picture, and you did it, and you were one of the, we had five, but only four came through, but we, you were one of the four to win free airplay here tonight on the Nikki Rich Show, and what we mean by free airplay is just to have that voice to be heard. So, yeah, we're truly blessed to have you, you know, and congrats to you on your success thus far.
Right. I do really want to thank you for the most part. I know I've been trying to really get in contact with you for the longest. I know you're a busy woman. I actually
yes.
got introduced to you through, I believe, Lyric the Queen, in which me and her are from the same city, Flint, Michigan.
Uh-huh.
You know, when she was on air, that's how I found out about you, and I, you know, just been trying to pretty much keep in tune with you.
Okay. Well, we're just so glad that you came through and that we were able to play hot new music as well. So, you know, you on the right track. You keep doing what you're doing and following your dreams. And not only that, continue to put out great music because you got some hot new music. Continue to do that as well. So, you know.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
And much love to you. You know, I would say we want to continue to support the movement and any kind of way we can help you. We want to get it out there, you know?
Right. I definitely
all right. Now, I know you got social media, so go ahead and share with the world tonight.
Okay. On the Twitter, you can hit me up on LDubs, and that's L_D_U_B_S_. I know that's a lot of underscores, but, you know. on the Instagram, you can hit me up at Destin Graham. It's DESTINED Graham, GRAM. And then on the Facebook, you can hit me up, facebook.com/LDubsKKW. And basically, if you just Google LDubs, and that's with all periods, LDUBS periods, you can pretty much find me everywhere because I'm all over the net.
Okay, well, I tell you, we just thank you again for coming through to the Nikki Rich Show.
Thank you.
Much love to you. We got some hot new music from Blues. So right now we're going to go to Blues, I Want You, featuring Jeff K.
Just wanted you to know that I want you. Not in the way you think I do. See, I want you to melt into me until I can taste you. Feel you in my DNA. Make my bones ache from the contemplation of your shape. Pressed against mine. Let me bend spine. Run my lips across the landscape of your well-designed body. I want you to break me. Make me say your name so that the bass in my voice shakes your frame. Let's earthquake this bedroom. Make it a disaster area. Tidal waves of sheets, sweat, and flesh crashing into one another. Let's drown. Let's not survive this love.
Me. imagination, your fingers locked into my locks. Hold on to my thoughts tightly. Baby, we will ride this storm together. Seek shelter in the kisses we build on each other. I want you, and not in the way you think I do. Forget physical, I want to breathe you in. Let you lay lazy in my lungs. Let you rest on my tongue. Leave the aroma of you lingering in my clothes. Your scent stuck in the stitchings of every fiber of my soul. You are breathing baptism, the prayer in my poems. I want you to be my addiction. Let's rehab in the shower for hours. Soak me with everything you have. Beautiful, beautiful. Rest here beside me.
You're rocking with the hottest radio station on the planet. We winding things down here tonight. You're listening to Blue and Just K. I want you. Tune in tomorrow. It's Wednesday, so we're going to turn it up. I'm excited. We got a special treat for you. So follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and check out NikkiRichShow.com. We leave you by saying we wish you all the best, much love and success. And we leave you by saying God bless.
To the
here we
angels,
go.
Sing your name. It's just us here. I want you, and not the way you think I do. I want a lunch break, break you off at your job, make you sweat your hair, do out, massage your scalp till you forget about stress, forget about overdraft bank account, forget about last lame dude who took you out. Take back that little black dress, but no need for those stilettos. I want your toes exposed. I'm about to go where no man has gone before. Treat each one like a Hershey kiss, then let my lips explore you from ankle to inner thigh. Comet I chase in daydreams, my sun, my moon.
Nikki Reed.
Now the hottest show on the internet. The Nikki Reed.